तोते कर दिखलाएंगे।
Medical Wing of Ramakumaris presents a two-day mind-body medicine e-conference for all healthcare professionals.
Namaste, Om Shanti, and welcome to the mind-body medicine e-conference. This special e-conference is organized by the Medical Wing of the Rajayoga Education Research Foundation and the Brahmakumaris. In normal circumstances, many of you have visited the Brahmakumaris headquarter and participated in these conferences. Unlike the current times, which have put us in different positions where we cannot physically travel, in those situations, we have still made it a point that you do not miss out on every year's Mind Body Medicine Conference. Several editions of Mind Body Conference have happened in Hindi, and a part of the conference has always happened in English. But we have also felt the need that many of us wanted the conference to be in the medium of English so that there are no language barriers. So the entire conference this time is going to be in English, where everybody could access the conference. So let us begin the conference, and we welcome you all once again to the Mind Body Medicine special e-conference. To begin the conference with, we would like to welcome our dignitaries for the inaugural session for the first session of this conference. In the inaugural, we will have distinguished guests and blessings from the Brahmakumaris organization, where our seniors would bless us and inspire us for the conference. It is indeed an honor, and we are privileged to have Reverend Dadi Ratan Mohiniji with us. She is the additional chief of the Brahmakumaris. She is also honored with the honorary doctorate in literature. She is one of the rarest gems in the repository of the organization. She joined the organization at a tender age of 12 years old, and she was personally mentored by the founder of the Brahmakumaris, Brahma Baba. She represented the Brahmakumaris organization at the World Peace Conference in Japan way back in 1954. Over the years, she has traveled across the globe, across all continents, and has presided over numerous national and international conferences and seminars. She was awarded with an honorary degree of Doctor of Philosophy by Gulbarga University. She is also known to fostering spiritual and moral excellence, especially in young people. Now, she is here to bless us with her spiritual embellishments. Over to Dadi Ratan Mohini ji.
Om Shanti. Mujhe ye jankar bahut khushi hui ki Dr. Banarasi bhai ne South India ke doctors ko double doctor banane ki seva shuru ki hai. Aaj in double doctors ki conference ka udghatan karte hue मुझे बहुत खुशी हो रही है कि बाबा का ज्ञान देश के हर कोने तक पहुंच रहा है। डॉक्टर्स का स्थान बहुत ऊंचा है। उन्हें भगवान के बाद इस धरती पर जीवन दाता कहा जाता है। वह पेशेंट को दुखों से मुक्त करके सुखी बनाते हैं। वे अपने आराम का भी त्याग करके दिन रात दुखियों की सेवा करते हैं। इन डॉक्टर्स की आध्यात्मिक सेवा करना बहुत पुण्य का काम है। अभी तक भाषा की समस्या के कारण दक्षिण भारत के बहुत सारे डॉक्टर्स तक मेडिकल विंग की सेवाएं नहीं पहुंच पा रही थी और मेडिकल विंग की कॉन्फ्रेंस में भी उनकी सीमित भागीदारी थी। इस कॉन्फ्रेंस के माध्यम से डॉक्टर मेडिकल विंग से जुड़ेंगे और आध्यात्मिक ज्ञान के साथ अपने ज्ञान को जोड़कर समाज को न केवल शारीरिक बल्कि मानसिक एवं भावनात्मक सत्र पर भी दुखों से मुक्त करेंगे। इस कॉन्फ्रेंस में भाग लेने वाले अपने सभी भाई बहनों का ब्रह्म कुमारी के तरफ से मैं बहुत बहुत अभिनंदन करती हूँ। आशा करती हूँ कि जल्दी ही उन्हें मधुबन बाबा के घर अर्थात अपने घर आने का सौभाग्य प्राप्त होगा। कॉन्फ्रेंस के आयोजन करने वाले डॉक्टर अशोक मेहता, डॉक्टर प्रताप मिद्दा, डॉक्टर बनारसी भाई और उनकी टीम का इस सफल आयोजन में बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद करती हूँ। ओम शांति।
Thank you, Dadiji, for your blessings, and it was indeed a pleasure and honor having you here with us. Thank you so much. It is with great pleasure that I would like to now invite the General Secretary of the Brahma Kumaris, Brahma Kumar Brother Nirvair, to speak to us for his inspiration. Brahma Kumar Brother Nirvair joined the Brahma Kumaris organization at a young age of 20. Before that, he was actively serving in the Indian Armed Forces, especially in Indian Navy. In 1992, he represented the Brahma Kumaris organization at the second special session on disarmament held at United Nations headquarters in New York. Over the years, he is known for his ever-smiling nature, for his depth of knowledge and understanding, and for always being approachable. We have indeed a great honor of having him here with us for inspiring us.
Om Shanti, dear sisters and brothers. I am very honored to speak to all those sisters, doctors and nurses from South India who are attending this conference online. This is the first time of its own kind that a spiritual organization, Prajapita Brahma Kumaris Ishwari Vishwavidyalaya, through its medical wing, is organizing this conference online. And luckily, as I heard from Dr. Banarsi Das, the secretary of the medical wing, that they are going to have local language. I mean, whatever the speaker speaks, it will be translated into local languages. That means in Kerala, it will be Malayalam. In Tamil Nadu, it will be Tamil. In Andhra Pradesh, Telugu. So entire South India, especially the doctors and nursing staff, they will be receiving a lot of benefit from this special conference. Mind Body Medicine. The conference is named Mind Body Medicine Conference, where the doctors, the nurses, and you can say others who are connected with medical profession, they will be receiving the benefit of this wonderful conference, which is being held for the first time in South India. I'm sure when you all listen to the enlightened, very important speakers, you will definitely receive multi-million fold benefit in your own personal lives, and through you it will be translated into multi-million fold, bringing benefit to your patients and the relatives and friends of the patients, and of course the doctors and nursing staff. Prajapita Brahma Kumari's Ishwari Vishwavidyalaya has so many wings, and medical wing is one of them, which is very important, having biggest number of participants or members in the wing, and very noble, devoted cardiologists and physicians, gynecologists, psychiatrists, psychotherapists, they are all connected with the institution, and they have been taking benefit of Sahaj Raj Yoga and godly knowledge as enunciated by the Supreme Father, whom we lovingly call Shiv Baba, God Shiva, through Brahma Baba. And this knowledge, spiritual knowledge, and the art of Sahaj Raj Yoga meditation, they have benefited hundreds and thousands of medical professionals as well as their patients. I'm sure your conference will also be one of the best conferences, bringing so much benefit to your own selves and to all your patients and their relatives and friends. Thank you. With best wishes, all success to your conference. Om Shanti.
That was Rajyogi Brahma Kumar Nirbhay Bhaiji for us. Thank you so much for your inspirations, Nirbhay Bhaiji, and it is always a pleasure listening to you. One often wonders why the Brahma Kumaris are organizing a conference of this kind. It is important to understand what the Brahma Kumaris really do. And for this, I would like to invite the Additional Secretary General of Brahma Kumaris, B.K. Brijmohanji. Brahma Kumar Brijmohanji is also the Secretary of the Raj Yoga Education Research Foundation, a member organization of the Brahma Kumaris Apex Committee. He is one of the principal spokesmen for the Brahma Kumaris, and he is also the editor of Purity, a monthly newspaper published by the Brahma Kumaris from New Delhi. He is a chartered accountant by profession, and before offering his services full-time to the Brahma Kumaris, he worked as a manager at the Fertilizers Corporation of India until 1973. He has participated and represented the Brahma Kumaris at several international conferences, including at the United Nations New York Conference. He has the pleasure of visiting Russia, United States, Canada, South America, Europe, Australia, and several other countries for services that he has embarked upon. Today, it is an honor that we have him with us for giving us a small introduction to the Brahma Kumaris and for his inspirations. Over to Brahma Kumar Brijmohanji.
Om Shanti. It's a matter of great pleasure that medical wing of Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation has organized a conference of healthcare experts from five states, southern states. In a sense, it is easier for the doctors and other medical professionals to participate online conference because it saves their time. Otherwise, to come to Mount Abu or any other place for such conference would require time to spare for travel and all the other things involved in personal conference. So that is good, because doctor's time is very precious, and they have to be always near to their place of work. But there are always two sides of the coin. It is also good if at times, on occasions, they separate themselves from their job and go to another place, just like the people go to for recreations, or they send certain people, patient, to sanatoriums for change of what is called hawa pani. So we also feel that in future it may be possible sometime to have personal conferences, because then all of them can see each other and react commonly, you know, the vibrational effect will be more strong. The topic of the conference is very important, and it has been kept in a very nice graded fashion, that there is mind, and then body, and then medicine. If the mind properly controls the body, there will be no need for medicine. But if the body overtakes the mind, and then there will be need for medicine. So this 3M conference, of course, I know that similar conferences on this topic have been held in different parts of the country from time to time. Personally, I feel that we should add another M to this conference, that is me or my, because who is guiding? We are thinking that mind is controlling the body, but who is controlling the mind? And who is controlling both mind and body? So you will find that it is I. It is my mind and my body. So actually the root of health or absence of health lies in the I. That is, we can call it me if you want to have 4 M's. Now this I, the soul, mind is a faculty of soul, body is a medium of the soul, and if we have to go to the root, we have to know about the soul, we have to train the soul in such a fashion that may not be any need for medicine. But if you go further up, the soul is also to be controlled. When the things are okay, everything is all right, then mind functions properly, the body also functions properly. And because the soul is pure and soul is not adulterated. Now, medicine is needed because of certain malfunctioning or certain adulteration or certain change of proportions in various things. Say in the body there are so many things, phosphorus, magnesium and so on. So any defined ratio, when it changes, disease can be caused. There are so many factors. But it is basically the soul leaving its seat as the controller and giving charge to the mind, so that the mind can go its own way, what we call manmani, and then the body also goes out of control of the mind, and then of course everything gets upset, and then there is dis-ease, and then there is medicine. So presently, in the present times, what we find is that even doctors have certain type of ailments. So when the curer also needs cure, what to speak of the general public? So that is why the Brahma Kumaris bring in meditation. That is the 5th M. This meditation means empowering the soul by connecting with the Supreme Soul, which is all-powerful, who is never changing, who is the ocean of everything. So what the soul needs for healing is, you know, all the doctors now say that they have reached up to the mind that majority of diseases are psychosomatic. I will say, if you go deep, 100% of the diseases are psychosomatic. Even accidents or human error is caused by some carelessness of the mind. Now, this mind is the faculty of the soul, because my body and my mind is spoken of by the soul. The soul gets, due to coming into action and interaction with so many souls and going through the ups and downs of the life, the soul becomes weak. And one cause of that, personally I feel, is the souls are having more wish power. And as a result of that, they are losing their willpower. Our wish list is increasing. Our desires and our demands are becoming boundless, endless. And to add to that, to add fuel to the fire, media is creating artificial, all this commercial world is creating artificial desires also. So, as the wish list grows, which wishes cannot be satisfied, one wish is satisfied, two arise, and like that, now, so the willpower is going down. And the willpower, when the soul loses the willpower, the mind and the intellect both become weak. And as a result, the decisions are not right, accurate and timely. So therefore lies the importance of meditation. So meditation requires understanding about the soul and about the God Almighty, because meditation is a connection, a spiritual love link between the soul and God. So I will suggest that in this conference, aside from other things, this point also should be taken up to know more about I, the soul, which is called self-realization, and also not only understanding that, but how to empower the soul through meditation. So I wish this conference all success. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much, Brahma Kumar Brijmohan Bhaiji. It was indeed a pleasure having you here. Moving on to our next speaker, I would like to invite Padmashree Dr. G. Bhaktavatsalam. He is an eminent surgeon, philanthropist, a dedicated teacher, and the founder of a world-class healthcare institution. He is an alumni of Madras Medical College and Mount Sinai Hospital, Chicago. He is also a visiting professor across 12 countries. He is the chairman and managing trustee of KG Hospitals and Postgraduate Medical Institute, Coimbatore. He is also the chairman of KG College of Health Sciences, KG Healthcare and KG Information Systems Limited. Indeed, it is a pleasure that we have him here, and he would also inspire us on this special occasion of Mind Body Medicine Conference. He has been decorated with several awards, including the Padma Shri, Dr. B.C. Roy Award, Lifetime Achievement Awards and several. He's such an accomplished speaker that we could go on listening to him for hours and hours together. But it is indeed a pleasure that we have the honor of having him with us today. So over to you, sir, for your good wishes.
Om Shanti. Dr. Bhaktavatsalam from Coimbatore. Most dearest brothers, doctors of South of India. Brahma Kumaris is a great organization which is spread across the world, which teaches us what is peace, what is happiness, what is love. We are all doctors. We all practice medicine to create happiness in the minds of the people. We reduce the pain and suffering of people. People get pain and suffering because they have a disease. This is usually the man is easy. No disease, easy going, no pain, sleep, good sleep, walking, talking, no pain, no darathai. But when a patient gets a disease, he is not able to breathe. He's got chest pain and he's got headache. There is gangraho. There is giddiness. Woo, woo, woo. Speech is gone. Patient has high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes mellitus. He smokes cigarettes. He has unhealthy habits, food habits. People love to take non-vegetarian. Vegetarian diet is the best diet. Somebody asked me, who are you? I told them, I am Dr. Bhaktavatsalam. They said, that is your name. Who are you? Who am I? Who am I? I said, I am a doctor. Oh, that is your profession. Who are you? Nobody asked me this question. I am a human being. Oh, you are humane. Being, what is being? Being is the Atma. This vehicle is very strong and speaking right now, but sometimes we do know that patients develop acute myocardial infarction, left main disease, patient has sudden death syndrome, SDS. Sir, nalla pesitrindar sir, you are talking nicely. And then suddenly he stopped breathing and he passed motion and urine in his own bed. Sir, he went to sleep, he did not get up in the morning. What? Yes sir, I saw him yesterday. Today they say he is gone. His name is appearing in the newspapers. We know the date of birth, but we don't know the date of expiry. We know the date of expiry of our medicines, but we don't know the expiry date of this body. This body is a wonderful creation of God. So we are all children of our own father and mother. The flesh, the color of the skin, all created by father and mother. My biological father and mother. But for you and me, for everybody, the father is the same. His name is Paramatma. Whatever religion you belong to, whether you are a Christianity, Muslim or Hindu, or a Jain, or a Singh, Sardarji from Punjab, all of us, we have only one father. That father lives in Param Dham. Father has no shape, no size, no photograph, no statues. He is a source of energy for us. It's a very powerful source of energy for us. It's like a very thousand small LED lights. 1,000 LED lights. Arutperum Jodi, Arutperum Jodi, Taniperum Karunai. We are all his children. We came from Param Dham. He is Param Atma. We came from there. He is an ocean of love. He is an ocean of happiness. He is also an ocean of gratitude and peace. Om Shanti means be peaceful. Om Shanti means you are an Atma. Om Shanti means I am also a peaceful Atma. You are also a peaceful Atma. So we have come into this world to play an important part in this drama called life. So don't get too much egoistic. I'm a doctor, I'm a rich man. No, all of us will leave at some time. And some of us are called Punyatmas. Some of us are called Duratmas. Some of us are called Mahatmas. All Atmas have to leave. This is what is called brain dead cadaver. Then we donate organs also. So ladies and gentlemen, this is a great opportunity for us to learn what is life. And these Brahma Kumaris have organized this seminar, wonderful seminar. Banarasi Shah is a great teacher. It's a great divine soul. He is in Mount Abu. If some of you have not gone to Mount Abu, tell your sisters, in your own place there are Brahma Kumaris, small, small ashrams will be there. There'll be dadis will be there. There'll be sisters will be there. We have had one dadi who was called Dadi Janki. She was 105 years old when she left the body. Dadi Janki is a great soul. So we are all souls, we are not the body. We came from heaven to perform an important noble task. You've been chosen to be a doctor, perform the doctor's job very well. God will give you whatever you require. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. I am Dr. Bhakti Vatsalam from Coimbatore KG Hospital. Thank you, brother, for giving me this opportunity, a message for the doctors. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bhakti Vatsalam, for your inspirations and for guiding us for the conference. Our next speaker is also part host of this conference, I should say. We have Dr. Ashok Mehta, who is the president of the medical wing of the Brahma Kumaris. If I should go on introducing him, his resume stands as tall and it would take hours together to get through. But just to give you a brief introduction of who this personality is. Dr. Ashok Mehta is the medical director and consultant cancer surgeon at the BSESMG Global Hospital, Mumbai. He is also a surgeon of international repute who has been invited by Academy of Medicine Singapore in 1995 and 1998, American College of Surgeons in 1986, British Academy in 1991, and Society of Head and Neck Cancer Surgeons in 1992, Clinical Oncology Society, Republic of China in 1999, and several others. He has traveled internationally for his work and for delivering conference lectures elsewhere and guest lectures. In 1996, he was awarded the Dr. B.C. Roy National Award by the President of India. He has written books on cancer. Dr. Ashok Mehta is with us today to talk about the aim and the objective of this conference. When we talk about mind-body-medicine e-conferences, why do we really hold them? What are the things that we have in our mind when we organize these conferences for you? Over to Dr. Ashok Mehta.
Om Shanti. It is my privilege to present to you aim and object of South India Conference on Mind-Body Medicine 2021. Prajapita Brahma Kumari Ishwariya Vishwavidyalaya is a spiritual university established in 1936. Brahma Kumaris have 8,500 centers in 140 countries teaching Raj Yoga. Medical Wing is one of the 19 wings of Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation of the Brahma Kumaris. Medical Wing has been holding the Mind-Body Medicine Conference for 35 years to popularize the concepts of lifestyle modification and holistic health. Medical Wing, which started as a small group of doctors, has become a large movement with over 3,000 members. More than 30,000 participants at these conferences of mind-body medicine conferences over last three decades. Rapid development of technologies and better understanding of the underlying biological mechanisms of diseases is leading a large number of doctors to practice as a specialist and super specialist. They become like mechanics repairing a biological machine. We should be aware that true holistic healing encompasses much more than mere restoration of biological function. It should also include healing the mind, emotions and feelings. However, a specialist of modern medicine is inadequately trained to deal with these less intangible issues. Spirituality offers support both to the healers to restore low morale and burnouts in healthcare professionals and a much needed compassionate care to the healed patients. It is equally important to practice values such as peace, positivity, compassion and cooperation to make our professional life purposeful. We all enter the medical profession with noble ideals to serve those who were sick and needed help to restore their health to normalcy. And we all want to receive their blessings besides making our living. While practicing high-tech modern medicine, we are also leading a stressful professional life and we need to take care of ourselves. In other words, doctors heal themselves. We should not only survive, but thrive. We should enjoy our work and be stress-free. Mind-body medicine is based on understanding intimate connection of body and the mind. Processes of mind influence health of the body. Body also influences the mind. Mind creates thoughts, emotions and feelings which influence the body. It is an approach to wellness based on practice of Raja Yoga meditation to create powerful, peaceful and positive thoughts. Physical exercise and diet to reduce the stress and restore the physical and psychological health. Aerobic exercises help elevate mood due to secretion of dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin and endorphins, which are called feel-good neurotransmitters. Our vision is an India in which a value-based, compassionate, holistic health education based on self-care will supplement training of the doctors of modern medicine. Understanding the intimate relationship of mind and the body, we encourage a much-needed change in current purely technology-driven approach of practice of modern medicine. Only when we understand our spiritual identity, that I am not only the body, but I am a conscient point of light, an Atman or soul or a spirit, then and then only we will be able to live according to our higher values. The mind creates peaceful, positive and powerful thoughts, and heart is full of honesty and truth to serve with generosity. Patients appreciate compassionate care beyond measure, and their blessings make our life worthwhile. It is our goal to promote values such as peace, positivity, compassion and cooperation by incorporating spirituality. Mission of medical wing is to prevent and treat rising incidence of lifestyle related diseases due to chronic stress of the modern life by training healthcare professionals in values, self-awareness and self-care. Non-infectious chronic diseases, acronym NICD, includes hypertension, coronary artery disease, diabetes mellitus, addiction leading to cancers and depression. NICD are result of chronic stress leading to elevated cortisone levels, diminished T cells, depressed immunity, elevated triglycerides and cholesterol. NICD are a major challenge and cause of increasing morbidity and mortality in India and the world. We have been using lifestyle modification based on Raja Yoga to treat patients suffering from CAD, diabetes and expectant mothers to have healthy, happy babies through divine Garbha Sanskar, a three-dimensional antenatal care. This virtual conference is our effort to reach a large number of doctors in current stressful period of COVID pandemic. In normal times, this mind-body medicine conference for South India would be held in serene atmosphere of 30-acre scenic Shanti Sarovar Academy for the Better World, Hyderabad, which provides some of the finest facilities to experience spiritual stress-free living in a meditative atmosphere to recognize your own inherent qualities and abilities and help in bringing out your innermost vast potential. I am sure you will enjoy this conference in your homes or hospitals in this stressful time. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mehta, for outlining the aims and objectives of this conference, in telling us in brief about why do we organize such conferences and events for the benefit of the medical fraternity. Thank you so much once again. When we look at the organizers, we hear this word that the medical wing of the Raja Yoga Education Research Foundation has organized this conference. It is not just organizing these conferences, but there are several other things that the medical wing of the Brahma Kumaris does. To give us a brief introduction about the medical wing and the services that the organization does, we have Dr. Pratap Medha. Dr. Pratap Medha is the Medical Director and Trustee of Global Hospital Research Center, Mount Abu, and several other sister concern hospitals in southern Rajasthan. He joined the organization in 1991 after resigning his services as the Deputy Director of Health Services in Government of Haryana. He is a vibrant leader. Under his leadership, the global hospitals have grown from one hospital and with the number of just 40 staff to the present number of more than 4 hospitals, 3 outpost clinics, 10 research projects and more than 1,000 staff members. He has traveled across continents and delivered lectures and inspired people for healthcare projects. Today, it is indeed a pleasure that he is here to enlighten about the medical wing and the Global Hospital Research Center and its services that it offers in and around Mount Abu. Over to Dr. Pratap.
Om Shanti. I bring you the greetings from the Brahma Kumaris Ishwari Vishwavidyalaya. I am honored to be presenting you the history of the medical wing. When we look at the Brahma Kumaris, the real strength is Raj Yoga, which we call meditation, sadhana. And this is a conscious shift in consciousness. From body conscious, from awareness of the physical self, we go to the spiritual self. And we do understand that mind and body are interconnected and interdependent. That's why some medical scientists way back in maybe early 80s, we thought over that how meditation can influence our lifestyle, how meditation can really change people's lives, and how would it affect the health. So this is how we started in a small group. Earlier we thought that if the mind is peaceful, if we are quiet and if we have that sense of equanimity, would it influence the physical body? And so research also during that time started pouring. And we created the medical wing of the Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation with that objective to explore and learn what meditation can change in our life. So we started sharing it with a group of people, the medical professionals. Dr. Girish Patel was one of the pioneers who really started meditation as medicine. And one subject, although it was discussed in small groups, from small groups we came to large gatherings, started sharing what is holistic healthcare or what is whole person medicine. We started sharing that. Then we came out to having a holistic health conference, which happened for the first time in somewhere in 85. And this was a big achievement that we were able to invite so many healthcare professionals to come and attend and share their viewpoint on this holistic health or holistic medicine. And then we later on had health awareness campaigns and health awareness melas, and then we did have some exhibition, and then we moved on to mind-body medicine. We have had several mind-body medicine conferences. Alongside, we used to attract the attention of the people, to attract the attention of the medical professional. We had some campaigns also, campaigns across the breadth and length of India. We had several campaigns on holistic health, on My India, Healthy India, on creating awareness about tobacco, alcohol and hard drugs. So this kept on going. Now today we do understand that medical wing has been, is an instrumental in creating a movement which does now people in India do understand very well. That is, in Ayurveda we did understand that each individual is unique. Each individual has its own prakriti, or what we call the characteristics. So we do understand, but if we modify those characteristics, what we call the lifestyle or way we live our lives, it can influence largely. So through this emerged a kind of eagerness to develop a hospital where we could document, where we could do studies. So Global Hospital and Research Center Trust was created somewhere in 89 and 91. We started the first flagship unit of the Global Hospital, which was started in Mount Abu. And there we started using meditation as our day-to-day living, the what we call the music, which was played hourly or at a regular interval to help the healthcare professionals, the nurses, the doctors, the physiotherapists and pharmacists. And there, you know, Dr. Satish Gupta, who is one of our physicians, he was trained in cardiologist. He came out with a novel idea that how we can document that how meditation can reverse the physical diseases. And heart disease is one area in which we started doing our study for the first time, sometimes in early 80s. And Dr. Abdul Kalam was instrumental in it. The Ministry of Defense, the DRDO, they supported our research. And we documented that if you practice meditation, if you lead a healthy lifestyle, and if you quit smoking and other addictions, then you can reverse your heart disease. You know, this was documented in a small group. Now it is a larger group. We have done several groups whom we have taught meditation, whom we have counseled, particularly in modifying their lifestyle, learning meditation so that their quality of life improves. So the hospital was created with this objective primarily, to develop a holistic medicine or holistic healthcare, and we have been successful in doing. Although the hospital's objectives, the global hospital's objective was to reach out to the unreachable, because Mount Abu is surrounded by tribal area. So we started a hospital which was without walls. That means we had mobile clinics which would move to the villages, give them primary health care. Then sometimes the patients were even brought to hospital for investigations or for inpatient admission. So this went on going. Today this hospital is 100-bedded. And not only the heart disease, but we use meditation for several things, for counseling, for anxiety, for insomnia, for even substance abuse, people who want to quit alcohol or tobacco, we help them through meditation. Because what we have found out that meditation produces aversion to all these things. Meditation gives a sense of fulfillment, or meditation gives a sense of being complete within. So that really makes people to get rid of these habits. The hospital was started in Mount Abu. Then the offshoots were created. We have now a trauma center, an eye hospital on foothills of the mountains. Then with the, as the passage of time passed, we did venture into nursing education. We had teaching programs in Mount Abu Hospital for DNB Family Medicine and DNB Ophthalmology at the eye hospital. And this was recognized as a research center for Ministry of Science and Technology. So over the years, we feel we have not been able to accomplish what we had expected, but we have accomplished much through medical wing, through global hospital. We have been able to spread the message across millions of healthcare professionals, not only from India, but from overseas also. And also to the general population, that how they can help themselves. Because we feel that health is primarily the concern of the individual. When they come to hospital, they've already lost their health. So health has to be managed through holistic principles. We have documented that if we lead, we want to have healthy lifestyle, if we have good sleep, if we have regular exercise, and we do meditation to combat our stress, get rid of the negative traits like such as anger, hatred, jealousy, dishonesty. So all these things, if they are get rid, you not only make your lifestyle better, but you also enhance your immunity, enhance your Department of Defense. So this is what over the years we have been able to establish. Now the hospital feels that we should be able to act as a role model. Here every hourly the meditation music is played, so that people who are working here, they become aware that they need to disconnect them from the mundane surroundings are, connect themselves with the source of peace and happiness, so that during the course of the day, whatever has happened, it really, the person feels charged again, and then they are able to work with more vigor, and there is nothing like burnout. So this is what the meditation brings within us. The Brahma Kumaris feel that with meditation, there would be a time when we can be free from all sicknesses, all disabilities, all diseases, if we really practice meditation sincerely, if we learn the art of yoga. Yoga means complete science. Yoga means complete way of living. It is kind of promotion of health. So
Up till now, we have been focusing on curative medicine or preventive medicine, but the Brahma Kumaris present you a model of promoting health. Promoting health is one which really empowers the individual to look after themselves, take charge of their lives, and then they lead a very good healthy lifestyle. So this is what the medical wing of the Brahma Kumaris, the Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation and Global Hospital have been doing in all these 50 years. The hospital was established in 91, but the medical wing came into picture somewhere in 80s. So during all these years, we have reached out to many people, and through this conference, through this e-conference, we are sure that we would reach out to many more people and give them the message that we need to change our way of living, we change our way of practice and focus more on promotion of healthcare, more not only on curative but promotion and changing the lifestyle of the people. Now today we see a lot of diabetics, a lot of heart patients, a lot of people who are addicted to drugs and tobacco and alcohol. They can only be helped if we practice holistic way of medicine, if we not only demystify the medical knowledge and also empower our patients so that they can take charge of their lives. With these words, I'm sure that you would have next 2 days a very good time with our experts, with our Raj Yoga teacher, so that you can also empower yourself and then you can empower your patient. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pratap, for outlining the services of the medical wing and the services of Global Hospital Research Center. Indeed, it was a pleasure listening to you. Thank you. To welcome you all for the Mind Body Medicine Special E-Conference, we have Dr. Banarsi Lal Sah with us. Dr. Banarsi is the secretary of the Raj Yoga Education Research Foundation's medical wing. Apart from being the secretary of the medical wing, he is a graduate in homeopathy. He passed out in the year 1973 and has dedicated his services to the organization. He has been the main motivational force behind the introduction of several activities in the institution. He has a broad vision and leadership qualities that has led to several health awareness campaigns across India. He is the project director of My India, Healthy India campaign. He has arranged more than 70 holistic health conferences in Mount Abu, and he also has organized more than 250 holistic healthcare fairs across the country. He has also organized conferences on Ayurveda and naturopathy. He is also the key person to launch the project My India, Addiction Free India. He has been honored by a special felicitation in the Congress of Homeopaths on exploring new dimensions of homeopathy through Raj Yoga Meditation in 2001. He was also conferred the unique award by World Book of Records for matchless contribution in promoting the cause of social, cultural and spiritual awareness for the betterment of society. Now, over to Dr. Shah for the welcome speech.
Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. I wish a very warm welcome to all of you and hearty congratulate you to part of this historic event. This is for first time that medical wing is holding a special conference for the doctors of Southern State. I feel like invite senior doctors of Southern State to the international headquarter of Brahma Kumari at Mount Abu. But because of COVID-19, I welcome you all to this e-conference. South India is known for the galaxy of competent doctors. If a person is not able to recover from a serious and chronic disease, treatment from the senior doctors of Southern State help restore life and vitality to the patient. You have been choosing by the Almighty to be a part of the august gathering due to a mutual passion. Your love for spirituality has helped us to unite, and the synergy we create is what will allow us for self-transformation as well as to be an instrument of world transformation. I take the opportunity to welcome all the paramedical staff, including nurses, lab technicians, pharmacists, and all those who are attending this conference. I would like to express my sincere appreciation to all the zone in charge, sub-zone in charge, center in charge, sisters and brothers of the South who help us to make the event happen. My sincere thanks also goes to all the Games of Baba, our speaker, for their is available cooperation in meeting a deadline out of the busy schedule. I am also grateful to the team of Medical Wing and Awakening Channel, their untiring effort to make the event happen. I hope the conference will be able to bring science and spirituality closer and make it more meaningful for the humanity. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti.
Thank you so much, Dr. Banarsi, for such wonderful and heartwarming welcome. Indeed, your words welcome us as if we were all here in front of you. Thank you once again for your kind words. After the inaugural sessions, moving on to the main lectures of this conference. In this session, we have two special speakers with us. Our two speakers would enlighten you on two different aspects that we would get a glimpse of what the conference would be like for the coming sessions. The first one is Dr. Sachin Parab. Dr. Sachin is a medical graduate from Mumbai University. He is currently working as a consultant trainer in BSES MG Hospital, Mumbai. He handles the de-addiction project of the medical wing, and he motivates thousands of youngsters to give up addiction. He has a specialization in the field of clinical research and is working in the pharmaceutical industry for past 13 years. He has traveled across India and has presented across colleges, universities, medical colleges, associations, and across many corporates like Telco, SBI, Goa Shipyard Limited, Cripco, Gujarat Agricultural University, Titan, Indian Oil Corporation, and many, many more industries. Today, we have him with us, and he will talk to us about a very interesting topic of balance, blessings, and bliss. Over to Dr. Sachin Parab.
Om Shanti. I am Dr. Sachin Parab, speaking from Mumbai. Today, we are going to see the topic balance, blessing, and bliss. In fact, these three words I have taken from the godly version of Almighty Shiv Baba, who has given these versions to the corporate medium of Brahma Baba. Healthcare professionals are nowadays using the word pre-COVID, intra-COVID, and what will be post-COVID scenario. Our life is stressful. In fact, the study done in 2016 in Mumbai, that is our India study, which has shown conclusively that healthcare practitioners in India also have what is known as burnout stress syndrome. They are tired, exhausted, stressful. In such a scenario, if we ask ourselves a question, am I living a balanced life? To be more precise, is it possible for us to live a balanced life? I am seeing many doctors, especially female doctors and nurses, who find it tough to keep that work-life balance, some of the healthcare professionals are resorting to use of alcohol and cigarette to manage their day-to-day stress. And yes, it's a need of the hour. For this precisely, medical being of Brahma Kumaris has started in 2006 an international program specially made for healthcare professionals. The name of the program is Vihasa. It was brought to India by our president, Dr. Ashok Mehta, who is national coordinator. And I was very lucky to work with him. And since last 13 years, I've traveled across length and breadth of India and taking workshop for healthcare professional, whether it is doctor, nurses, paramedical forces. What I have seen, I ask them questions. And first question was this, are you feel balance in your life or you lose your balance? My second question to these healthcare professional is, if given a choice between success and stability, what you would choose? And most of them say, we'll choose for stability, because we have realized that even if we are successful, if we are not stable, it will affect our health. And we know what has happened to the mental health, even in healthcare professional. So, people want stability, people want balance in their life, but somehow they find it difficult. And the commonest reason healthcare professional gives to them is, patients are our topmost priority and we are very busy. We can't give equal time to all the areas of life. They are aware of it, that we have personal life, we have professional life, we have family, friends, leisure, spiritual life, but we are not able to give time. In fact, many healthcare professional has conveyed me that they want to meditate, they want to relieve the stress through meditation, but they don't have time for the meditation. And this is where Brahma Kumari's Raja Yoga meditation comes into the picture. It's easy Raja Yoga. In fact, after practicing Raja Yoga, the people who used to say that we don't have time, they have found more time. So it is contrary to the belief. And the mechanism is like this. Raja Yoga meditation is based on the philosophy or spiritual knowledge that we are metaphysical being of light. We are not physical body. We are using this physical body. We are saying this is my body. So I am the master of body. And I am a metaphysical light. And I control this body through hypothalamic pituitary axis. And my form is a light form. I am a star. I am a divine star. I am a peaceful light. And just like we have father of this physical body, we have father of that spiritual light. And we call it Godfather, or some people say God, Allah, Ishwar, or supreme energy. He resides in the Paramdham, beyond five elements. So what we do in Raja Yoga meditation, we feel or realize ourselves or visualize ourselves as a point of light, as a peaceful being of light, and we just connect through our mind and intellect to that source of energy. And the moment we connect with our mind and intellect, the energy starts flowing to us and we feel ourselves, mind and body, with that peaceful, powerful energy. And we use that energy in our day-to-day life. So this is a simple or easy Raja Yoga. And what my experience and the experience of more than 2000 doctors who are permanent members of the medical being of Brahma Kumaris is that as we start practicing this easy Raja Yoga, slowly we realize that the speed of our thought has gone down and the quantity of thought is also going down. Please understand, people when they say they have less time or they are very busy, in fact, they are saying that they are running in the mind. And the moment our mind slows down, we feel that we have time. When our mind is running fast, our thoughts are crowded, we feel less time and we have to push everything. And consequence of reactive nature and anger and everything comes into the picture. But as we slow down, Or some people say, as we start using the pause button, slowly we realize that we are relaxed, we are peaceful, and we have more time, and the quality of our thought improves. And slowly, we come to a stage which we call mastery, when I decide which thoughts to create or not to create. The second complaint of the healthcare professional, whether it's doctor or nurses, is that they say that patient is very irritating. This person is very irritating, whether it is colleague or subordinate or senior. So again, when I start practicing meditation, this easy Raj Yoga, I realize that whatever the other person is doing, because whatever other person thinks, says or does, I don't have any control. But after that, who is thinking? It is me who is thinking. So these thoughts are mine. I have created that irritation. It is not a patient who is irritating. It is I irritate myself by creating the thoughts of irritability about that person or situation. So this insight gives me the power, and I realize that I have the power. I can change myself. And slowly, with the spiritual knowledge we call daily Murali class, these are the versions which are given every day at the Brahma Kumari centers. If you are busy or you don't have time, you can read it at home, but first you need guidance to understand the meaning of those versions. So these versions give us positivity for the day. We take a thought for the day and we go into the depth of that thought and become the embodiment of that thought. So the dinacharya or the daily routine of the meditators in Brahma Kumaris, including doctors and engineers like us, is there is a daily routine which keeps us occupied with the positivity. And in between, what we are doing is, we have not given up our job, we are still working, but in between what we do is charge ourselves by connecting to the supreme energy. And this is the beauty of easy Raj Yoga as taught by Brahma Kumaris. In fact, when doctors say we don't have time, we ask the doctor how much time they can get. They say 1 minute is enough. So in fact, there is one international project developed by the Brahma Kumaris, and the name of that project is Just a Minute or JAM. You can find it on the web, Just a Minute Meditation. Even for 1 minute, if we disconnect yourself from your surrounding, connect with your own self and then to the powerhouse or the supreme or the ocean of peace and receive that energy of peace to you, you can see a big difference. And we have app for that, we call traffic control app. At regular intervals throughout the day in Brahma Kumaris, all over the world, what we do is known as controlling the traffic of our mind. And the more we practice, the more we realize that we have more time and I can work efficiently. Now this is what has happened. Earlier, I used to take 15 minutes to finish my job. With practice of meditation, being concentrated with less of wasted negative thoughts, I am doing the same work within 5 minutes. So I saved my 10 minutes. So this 10 minutes throughout the day adds together and I have plenty of my time. I don't waste my time in wasted negative thoughts. I come back quickly. I put a full stop to my thoughts. It gives me more energy and confidence. And I use that energy for the healing of the patient. See, most of the patients or the environments where we are working, the energy is not positive. Most of the time it is negative. And if I work with depleted energy, if my sleep is inadequate, I have anger or so many other issues, I can't heal. Even I am drained out at the end of the day and then I react. I lose my control. And this is where easy Raj Yoga again comes into the picture, because we are constantly connected in between. And a stage comes we call Nirantar Yoga. If you practice regularly, put full attention, your constant communion with the supreme energy or the ocean of peace, and there is unlimited supply of that energy which is coming to you. And that energy goes from you into the surrounding, and the person every person coming in contact with you feels that energy. And that's how I protect myself from the negative energy of the hospital or the clinic. I give positive energies to the people. Patient heal faster. Even I heal myself very faster. So this is the beauty. And then I am able to give adequate time. See, it is not like that equal means 30, 30, 30, 30. No, sometimes we have to give more time to the hospital. Sometimes we will be able to give time to the ourselves. But I will not feel stressed up. I will not feel drained out or tired at the end of the day. I will maintain my energy. I will have a sound sleep. My anger will be under my control. I should not use the word my anger. I will control the reactive nature of my personality and will respond, which is better in control of myself. So this transformation I have felt myself and many others. BK doctors or doctors who come to the Brahma Kumaris regularly, they have felt that transformation. So let's practice this for next 5 minutes or so. It's very easy. We have a lot of commentaries of meditation. What I personally do is this, which I am telling you, with practice, you can do it within 1 minute. Since it's the beginning, so I'm taking a little longer time, 5 minutes, to allow to relax. Actually, the maximum time goes in relaxing body and mind. The next steps are very easy. So, let's start it for 5 minutes. Allow yourself to sit comfortably. And allow your body to relax. Don't force it to relax. Take deep breath. With every breath, you are going into deeper and deeper stages of relaxation. Feel the wave of relaxation spreading in your whole body. Both the upper limbs, lower limbs are relaxing. Your chest, abdomen, back muscles are also relaxing. Your neck muscle, facial muscle, scalp is relaxed. Relax. Relax. Let go. Relax. You are a metaphysical being of life, different from this body. Visualize, feel yourself as a being of light, a star shining in the center of the forehead between the two eyebrows. You are very light and peaceful. This being of love, very light. Now connect yourself to the source, beyond the five elements, beyond the sky. Visualize a star shining. And the star is ocean of beings. He's our father. Feel the waves of His coming to you from the sky and entering in your physical body. You are totally relaxed in this way. Your mind has been in this way. Receiving His life, which is coming to you simultaneously. You are the child of the ocean of peace. A peaceful being of love. Stay in this consciousness. Om Shanti. 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 This is the sample of meditation. This is the sample of meditation which you can do, and as you practice, you can see the difference that within 1 minute, in fact, our senior practitioner can connect within few seconds. And even if the light comes for 1 second into the dark room, with that one ray of light you can reach to the sun. of knowledge, and that is our experience, and that peace becomes our second nature, and we find that balance, and with that balance we take the blessing not only of the patients and the relatives and our family and friends, but our own selves and the blessings of the Father. And with these blessings, full of blessings, our bag full of blessings, our life becomes blissful. So find out that balance. Create that balance which is there already inside you. Just tune into the frequencies of the Almighty and see the transformation. My best wishes to all of you. I wish good health for all of you, all healthcare professionals. And if you need any clarity or more questions on this, you can visit our website or call to me. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Dr. Sachin. It was indeed a pleasure listening to you, and I'm pretty sure that many of our listeners would also be touched by the finer aspects that you spoke about what blessings mean for us and how blessings are connected to bliss. Thank you once again. One really wonders that what really brings success in life. And if we want to be successful in the medical profession, can spirituality help? Well, that is the topic for the next session. We have Brahma Kumar Surya Bhaiji with us, popularly called as Brahma Kumar Suraj Bhai. He came to the connection of the Brahma Kumaris when he was just 14, and in the year 1968, he dedicated his entire life and cause for the work of Brahma Kumaris. He has special interests in infants' meditation and its application in solving the problems related to the health and mind. He has traveled to Australia and many other countries for his spiritual services. He is a most sought-out speaker and an experienced meditator. He has been honored with the Chanakya Award for his spiritually intelligent approach in solving problems. Today, we're fortunate to have him with us, and let us listen to him on what he has to say about how meditation and spirituality can help us in success that we look in the medical profession. Over to Brahma Kumar Surya Bhaiji.
Om Shanti. All respected doctors, brothers and sisters, and paramedical staff, I appreciate your services to humanity. I love you. I respect you. You give a great relief to patients, and in return, not only they give you money, but they give you their hearty blessings. Blessings, these are also the great treasure for a person. If we have earned many blessings from others, specifically from painful persons, from sick persons, it becomes a great cooperation with us when we need the cooperation of God, when we need the cooperation of many things in this world. These blessings become our good friend and help us a lot. So, all doctors, great souls, today's topic: spirituality will lead to the success in medical profession. You all become very busy. Sometimes patients come to you at night too. Sometimes you have to renounce your rest too. You have to dedicate for your noble task. So it's a great thing. We must know what spirituality is, how this spirituality will help us in our all areas of life. We are talking today about medical things, but all people of the world can experience easy success in their lives, in all areas of their lives. It may be their Laukik job, their relationship, their study, their interview, they appear in the competitions, everywhere. it will help you a lot. I got many experiences like this. So what is spirituality is? When we become spirit conscious, it is called spirituality. Spirit means soul. Entire world nowadays is body conscious. And because of this body consciousness, many vices have entered their lives. But if we become soul consciousness, there are 7 main qualities in soul. So if we become soul conscious, we can become easily the embodiment of all those things. First quality of soul is knowledgeable. Knowledge. Soul always requires the light of knowledge. We want to enlighten ourselves. So soul itself is the form of light, a point of energy, a point of light, and knowledge is a great thing for everyone. As you know, the knowledge of your own profession will lead you to the success. Your own experience will also lead you to the success. Likewise, knowledge of the self. Who am I? What are my talents? What are my powers? What is my purity? What is the inner peace within me? What is the power of that deep silence? If we get that kind of knowledge, so easily we can get success. I have experience in my life, although I am not a medical doctor. But spiritually I treat too many people, and I had noticed even incurable disease can be cured by the power of soul, with the power of mind, with the power of purity. So these are great experiences with many persons in my life. So first thing, soul is the embodiment of knowledge, light. Second thing, soul is peaceful. So if we become soul conscious, we increase inner peace, and that peace becomes a big power for us. Third quality, soul is the embodiment of happiness, sukh, sukh, shanti, khushi. So when we practice spirituality, our mind, our intellect becomes full with joy, with happiness, with peace. Next quality of soul is love. Love and good wishes for all. So if we create a loveful feeling for all human beings, they may be poor or rich, educated or uneducated, related to any caste, any religion. So this power of love is a great thing for us. This love becomes a power. Next quality of the soul is absolutely pure, originally, supremely pure. And you all doctors must know that purity has got the biggest healing energy in it. If a person is pure, he can heal everything, but he or she must know how to use that power of purity. Next quality of the soul is powerful. The child of Almighty God is very powerful. So we have to recognize, we have to realize, we have to accept that we are very powerful. Talk to yourself, I am more powerful than any problem in this world. I am more powerful than any disease. I am very powerful. So your powerful vibrations, will charge the atmosphere around you, and last and final quality and the super experience of soul consciousness is the experience of ecstatic feelings, bliss. Soul is blissful. So if we practice soul consciousness easily, day by day, we become the embodiment of all these seven qualities. And we all know, if a doctor is very happy, if he smiles all the time, if he has got inner happiness and peace in his life or in her life, his or her vibrations will help a patient a lot. But if a doctor is in tension, you know what happens. You can become the slave of ego and anger, and it can damage everything in your life. So, this spirituality teaches us how to become free from all these vices, specifically anger and ego. Then our vibrations will become very pure and they go to the patient. When you see a patient, you can do this practice. They are soul, this is his or her body. So by this practice, your good vibrations will be received by that patient. And you can become like this double doctor. You can give a wonderful help to the patient. You can create hope in their mind. And you can ensure them that they will get well soon. So, intention in your mind must be to give relief to everyone. If a person comes to you, and when he goes back, he must experience great happiness, belief, trust, peace, and a hopeful feeling that I will get well now. Doctor is very great, doctor is very talented, very expert in his profession. So your one smile can change their life. So, soul consciousness, spirituality teach us how to keep smiling all the time in our life. It teaches us how to maintain very good relationship to others. They may be the relationship between wife and husband, or doctor or patient, or relationship to all relatives. Here is a big area of our relationships in this world. So our spirituality will affect them. They will experience. You need not to speak out, but they will experience this man, this woman is very great. His thoughts are very broad, most elevated thoughts. He's not like human beings. So, this way, your personality becomes unique, extraordinary. Second aspect of this spirituality is to connect yourself to the Supreme. People have forgotten nowadays that we are the children of God. Ocean of purity, the ocean of love, one who is almighty. We are his children. And if we are his children, we have got all those qualities which he has in him. His ocean of love, we are also full in love. He is almighty, we are also very mightful, very powerful. His ocean of peace, we souls are very peaceful, like this. So, accept from now onward that I am the child of God. I belong to Him. He belongs to me. Have this sweet relationship to Him. He is my father, mother, supreme teacher, supreme guru. He belongs to me. He is my true friend. You can invoke him. Suppose, sometime in your profession, a severe patient came to you, serious patient came to you, and you found that disease is very severe, sometimes incurable. I listen nowadays, many doctors declare there is no treatment of this disease in this world. If you find such thing, if you had to face with such problem, you can invoke your Supreme Father. And you must know, he is also Supreme Surgeon. And if you are a spiritual person, if you are a spiritual doctor, whatever you will give to that patient, it will work a lot. That patient can get relief. If disease is incurable, is still some relief you can give to him with the power of this spirituality, with the power of your Supreme Surgeon, Godfather. So connect yourself to him. Great thing. This is called Raj Yoga. It's a simple thing. Eternally, we are the children of God. We need not to think anything about it. It's an eternal relationship to God. We have forgotten. He's reminding us, you are my children. I'm your Supreme Father. Connect yourself to me and you will gain my power. You will gain my blessings. You will gain my peace. You will experience purity. You will experience happiness in your life. So, this is called spirituality. You can use this spiritual power in your profession. If I summarize this spirituality, I can say like this. Spirituality makes our mind very pure. It teaches us how to create not only positive but powerful and most elevated thoughts in our mind. Spirituality is the purification of intellect. You know, brain and intellect, they work together. If intellect is divine, if intellect is calm and quiet, you know, we do everything with the help of our intellect. You take all decision, you write down the prescription for a patient on the basis of your intellectual wisdom and intellectual power. Both things we need. You have got the knowledge of your profession, medical knowledge. But if you get this spiritual knowledge too, your mind, your brain will become divine, very peaceful. You would be able to control your emotions. You would be able to take right, proper decision in any case in your life. There are many areas in everyone's life. Everyone has to face many things in one's life. Sometime you become very busy. Sometime you feel very pressure on your mind. We all noticed what doctors did during this corona period. Many were living under the pressure, under the fear. And therefore some doctors committed suicide. Unfortunately, this was a bad thing. So you have to become very strong, very fearless. Keep it in your mind. Your thoughts creates aura around you. If your thoughts are powerful, your aura is very powerful. If you keep this thought, I am the child of Almighty, I am very powerful and fearless, so nothing will enter your mind, your body. Because fear attracts these negative vibrations. If you are fearless, if you are very strong, your aura created by you will repulse everything, will throw them away from you. So spirituality, as I was talking already, it affects our mind, it affects our intellect, it affects our emotions, it affects our sanskaras, it affects our relationship. Suppose in someone's home, in someone's family, there is a little tension between husband and wife, or there is any problem with your children, son or daughter, and you go to your job, keeping that pressure, keeping the effect of those problems in your mind, you can understand easily that negative things will affect your profession. You won't be able to give loveful feeling to the patient. You won't be able to give them right treatment, because if mind is stable, if mind is very fresh, if mind is very energetic, intellect works perfectly. You have to keep this secret in your mind. So spirituality will teach you how to make our mind very peaceful, very energetic, and how to divinize our intellect. I am repeating it. So there is a big power in our mind. There is the biggest power in our intellect. If we learn how to use the power of mind and the power of intellect, we can do miracle in this world. As you know better than me, our brain, it has got wonderful thing in it, all powers within it. Subconscious mind can bring a big change in every area of life. But we have forgotten our inner powers. Therefore, we become weak when problems come in our life. They weaken us. But we have to remain always powerful. Spirituality will teach you this. So, I am very hopeful in future too. You have to face many challenges in your life. Entire world will face many challenges. You know better. WHO is declaring many things. And nowadays, specifically, psychiatric disease, problem of depression, OCD, and many names you know, they are increasing in this world day by day. Because everyone's mind has become very sensitive, and a sensitive mind attracts negative energy. It damages many inner powers of our brain, into our brain. So many patients, psychiatric patients, are coming to you nowadays. Many are going to lose their happiness. Many people in this world are facing one problem, and that problem is thinking too much. Uncontrolled thinking. Negative thinking. And doctors, what doctors can do, because mind cannot be treated by medicines. We need spirituality to empower our mind, to energize our mind. Otherwise, medicines will make the brain dull, sometimes little energetic. Sometimes they will feel sleepy all the time, rosiness all the time. They lose their skills, their efficiencies. So you need spiritual power. If I share my experiences, many cases of depression and OCD and I forget the name of psychiatric disease. And I teach them some spiritual practices. I teach them. There is no medicine of such problems. And they get well in 21 days. Some get well in 3 months without having any medicines, no medication for this, only spiritual power. Many cases of depression come to me. They ask what to do. I just teach them one thing. You have to write down in the morning when you wake up 108 times, that I am a powerful soul. I am a powerful soul. I'm a powerful soul. So what will happen? From the soul, powerful energy will go to their brain. It can take 10 to 15 minutes to them. And this powerful energy will heal the brain, will empower the mind, will cure the disease. And I got very good result. Those patients who had the problem in insomnia, sleeplessness, I taught them, you have to write down at night before going to bed, I am a great soul. You must know, we are great. Being the child of God, we are great. It is not called ego. It is the thought of self-respect. Swaman, we call it in Hindi. So if we write down, I am a great soul. So from here, pure energy enter to the brain. Brain becomes silent and they fell into sleep. They experience sound sleep. I have noticed the problem of sleeplessness of 11 years finished in 11 days. Problem of many years finished within 21 days and in some cases 3 months. So spiritual power is a great thing. If you learn it, if you can learn it, how to use this, how to become spiritual, this will become a great help in your profession. So, together with the knowledge of medicines, medical knowledges, knowledge of heart, you know, specialty of different disease you have. So, if you add spiritual power with your specialty, every patient who comes to you will become healthy, will be cured, and in return you will get blessing from these things. You will become name and fame also, and you would be able to give a great thing to the society. And if a person is the donor, the bestower, he receives everything from this nature. So spirituality teaches us many things in our life. For the practice of spirituality, we get up little early in the morning when our subconscious mind is fully active, awakened. We yogis practice 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. Some people get 5 o'clock and get up 5 o'clock in the morning. I know if you are busy, you can get up till 6 o'clock in the morning. Fulfill yourself with most elevated thoughts. I am very powerful person. Success is my birthright. I am most fortunate. I am the embodiment of all the spiritual treasures. I can give love and happiness to all. Today, those who come to me, they will experience love, peace, happiness from my vibrations. You can create such thoughts in the morning. Your subconscious mind will receive them and will act accordingly. So my sweet, great brothers and sisters, medical staff, paramedical staff, I give blessings on behalf of Brahma Kumaris to you all. Become successful doctor. Live happy, peaceful, loveful life. Always give love. Your family becomes an ideal for others. That people love you, respect you. They also follow you and your family. Your children also remain ever happy, healthy, wealthy. This is blessing from Brahma Kumaris to you, because all Brahma Kumar and Kumaris are pure souls. They follow purity. They are making themselves ready to give peace, happiness, love, might to this entire world. So I hope you will become good Rajyogi, spiritual doctor too, and will create such vibrations around you that if a person, if a patient enter those vibrations, he will be healed. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much, Brahmakumar Surya Bhaiji, for your delightful and wonderful experience sharing that you gave with us. And I'm pretty sure that many of our friends would be as thrilled as I am to listening to these wonderful ideas. Thank you so much once again. We come to an end of the first session of the Mind Body Medicine e-conference. We will see you again in the evening session, where we have a range of wonderful speakers who would speak to us and delight our minds with new ideas. See you in the second session. Till then, take care.
आपकी अपनी पोजीशन कौन सी है जिसमें शक्ति आ जाती है? मास्टर ऑल माइटी अथॉरिटी सदा इसी पोजीशन में स्थित रहते हुए हर कर्म को करो तो ये पोजीशन माया के हर विघ्न